It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Today is June 19th. It is Juneteenth.
It is.
It is a federal holiday today. It hasn't always been that way. It's only been a federal holiday since, I believe, 2021. So today commemorates the ending of slavery in the United States. And Odyssey, our company, was kind enough to offer us the day off today, of which we did not take, because obviously we're here. But the reason why is because it's sometimes really difficult to stop this freight train.
It really is.
In the middle of the week.
Once it gets going.
Yeah, so to work on Monday and Tuesday and just take a day off and then get back to it on Thursday, it can be difficult to do.
Yeah, but so Bill and I went into our boss's office and we're like, please, please, we want to work.
And we're here. My wife wanted me to tell everyone that trash day may be affected today.
That's a very wife thing to remind everyone of, but yeah. Also, I'm so glad that she did, because it's a very real thing to keep in mind.
She said our trash day is now moved to Thursday.
Ah.
So there will be no trash pickup today. And then I said, I'm not sure if everybody listening has the same trash day. Like, I don't think everybody's trash day is on Wednesday.
I can guarantee you it's not. Growing up, my trash day was always Friday, but, like, still good looking out for her.
Right.
Is this going to affect mail? Do you know? Is mail delivered today?
No mail today.
No mail today. Okay, so.
And whoever else usually has the day off on a federal holiday.
Yep. They won't be there.
They will not be there.
Nope. Not today.
But if your trash is supposed to be picked up today, it will not be picked up.
Just so you know.
Probably move to tomorrow. That's what we came in for, to tell you about that. It's the Q Morning Show.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So, this is just my opinion, but I don't think that this has been a good year for Justin Timberlake.
I really don't. He's not helping himself. Like, he's done it to himself.
The year started off okay, I think, for him. I guess going back to last fall when NSYNC reunited at the MTV VMAs, and then all the rumors that NSYNC would get back together and go on tour, and everybody was really excited. But then Justin's reputation took a hit when he was mentioned negatively in Britney Spears' memoir.
Oh, and I read it, and it was not good. So it really started to go downhill there.
Yeah, and then he dropped his album right around that time. I don't believe that the album has gotten the sales that he expected.
No, I don't think so either.
And not the hit songs. And he's on tour right now. I don't believe that the tour is getting the attention and the ticket sales that he had hoped for.
No, which, to be fair, a lot of artists are having that issue right now.
Well, I think everybody's trying to compare themselves to Taylor Swift, and there really is no comparison.
Exactly, when really some of us are falling into the camp of J-Lo.
But now, worst of all, and this is the worst of all, the other night, Justin was arrested for driving while intoxicated in Long Island, New York. There was no accident. He was pulled over, so nobody was hurt.
Which is great.
Thank goodness.
I'm so glad that everybody was okay out of that.
Justin was leaving a restaurant on his way to a friend's house. He ran a stop sign and was swerving lanes. was pulled over. He refused the breathalyzer, failed the field sobriety test, and was held overnight and released yesterday. What surprises me is the fact that he was out driving around.
That's the thing that gets me. He said that he only had one martini, which...
No, that's not true.
He, if you see this mugshot, it looked like this man just spent an entire night at a Grateful Dead concert. Like, he does not look like a guy that just had one martini. But regardless, he absolutely has the money and the resources.
Exactly.
To not be on the road.
You have so many options. More options than the rest of us have.
Yeah, more options than the average person. And the average person, I would say, for the most part, we still work it out.
Yeah.
We still figure out how to safely get to our destination. And yeah, bad week for JT.
Like, I can understand why someone like Justin Timberlake or another celebrity is hesitant to use Uber or Lyft, because then you're jumping into an Uber or Lyft and you risk being on social media or you know, pictures being taken or what. I get that.
You can't tell me he doesn't have the money to hire his own driver, though.
Exactly.
Like, he totally does. And I don't, even if it was one martini, I don't know what was in that martini.
Yeah, not only does Justin have the money to get his own driver, I expect celebrities to have their own drivers all the time. Like, if I was a celebrity, I would just have someone drive me around all the time. I don't know if I would drive ever.
I remember back in the day, you remember when like Justin Bieber was having all those legal problems? He was getting in a bunch of trouble.
Sure.
About like 10 years ago. Miley Cyrus said like something that has stuck with me ever since, because she was in like her like kind of crazy wild phase too.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked like, how do you feel about this? And she was like, honestly, I think it's so stupid because like he has the money and resources to stay out of trouble. Like the same way that I do. Like we have ways to stay out of trouble. Like, we have people around us that are meant to protect us and make sure that this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, and not to say that, like, to just get out of things, but to mean, like, somebody else is going to drive. Somebody else is going to get you from point A to point B safely.
Rent a helicopter, for Pete's sake.
Gosh, anything else.
Anyway, so Justin has two shows in Chicago this weekend. From what I've read, he plans on continuing those shows. He's not going to cancel.
And oh, he does?
Due back in court next month.
Boy, oh boy. Well, I mean, hopefully that overnight stay scared him straight, at least.
There's someone that I follow on Instagram, and they're in radio.
Uh-huh.
And they posted about Justin. They put his mugshot up there. And they posted, they said, tomorrow I know that everyone's going to be making their lame Justin Timberlake jokes. Just get him out of your system. Your audio, and I'm just like, what? I don't find any of this funny. Like, there's nothing to joke about here.
No, I feel like everybody, like, in some way, shape, or form has been affected by drunk driving in their lives. Mm. So I don't find it funny, especially when it's somebody who has his level of status and power and fame. Nah, be a better example.
Speaking of, and kind of in the same, we're in the same area here. Am I the bleephole? Is coming up this morning at 7:25. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. I am very curious to why Tina in Lakewood thinks that she might be a bleephole. So let's get right to it. Tina, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Okay, what's going on with you? What did you do wrong? Potentially.
Okay, here's the deal. I have a neighbor. Her name is Sarah. I'm married. I have a boy and a girl, and she has two boys. And it's great because, well, I thought it was great because all of our kids are all under the age of 10. So I thought it was going to work out great. Sarah's married, but her husband, he travels a lot from work, and she works from home. And I'm a teacher, so of course they get all breaks and the summer off. So our kids are friends, but I've noticed that Sarah keeps sending them over to ask my kids if they want to play a lot. And normally it's fine because I do want my kids to have fun and, you know, stay off the iPads and things of that nature. So I thought it'd be better for them to play than to be, you know, plugged in. Mm-hmm. But depending on the day and what's going on, the kids are like oil and vinegar, and there can be a lot of fighting, like a lot, and it gets very, very loud.
So you go from having two kids in your house to four very loud kids in your house.
who are potentially not getting along.
Who are not getting along, and it's upsetting my household. So not great. Like it's like my vacation, my time off, and these kids are fighting. So the other day, Sarah asked me again if I'd watch her two boys because she's swamped with work at her house. And since I'm not doing anything, would I mind watching the kids? But this time I told her no. And I told her I would not be babysitting her kids all summer. But just because I'm available because I'm on my vacation doesn't mean that I'm providing her free childcare. I mean, just because I'm not at work doesn't mean that I don't have other things to do, because I actually have a lot of other things to do. You know, I have to take classes in the summer to keep up my accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't like that, and she completely blew up at me. And she told me I should help her because she's alone a lot now and her kids are older, and it's hard for her to keep them entertained all day. And I told her I didn't care if the kids play together outside during the summer, but I'm not going to be a full-time daycare or nanny for her and be responsible for her kids unless she was going to pay me. And now she's mad and she's not speaking to me. And her oldest told my oldest, which is crazy, that I'm not a good person because I won't help her neighbor.
What? So,
yeah. Yeah, I know. So, you know, am I really the bleephole because I won't watch her kids over the summer for free?
216-474-0104. Let's open it up right now for Tina. Her next door neighbor wants free childcare because Tina isn't doing anything. She's got the summer off because she's a teacher, right?
Well, her neighbor seems to think that, yeah.
Is she really a bleephole for taking a stand against her neighbor? We'll jump into it next. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show.
I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Janet Jackson tickets on the way when we play Alyssa's College of Cleveland Knowledge at 7:55. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Tina in Lakewood called up just a few minutes ago. Am I the bleephole? Here's what's going on with Tina. She is a teacher. She has two kids. She's home for the summer. She's on vacation, I guess, from school.
Sort of.
She says she has stuff to do. She's got to take some online classes and things like that. She has a next door neighbor who has a husband that travels a lot, and the neighbor works from home. Also has two kids under the age of 10. And lately, Tina's been noticing that her neighbor has been sending the kids over to her house a lot.
Like some free childcare vibes.
And the kids don't always get along, so it sounds like it's been chaos over at Tina's house. And just the other day, I guess this neighbor, I think we're calling her Sarah, said, hey, can you watch the kids for a couple days this week? I'm swamped at work. And Tina just flat out said no.
Right.
No, not a good idea.
And now Sarah thinks that Tina is a bleephole.
And a bad neighbor.
Uno reversed it.
A bad friend and a bad neighbor. What say you, Alyssa Rose?
I mean, I do not think that Tina is the bleephole here. Even if she wasn't, like, you know, on summer vacation from being a teacher, even if she didn't have to do accreditations, like, over the summer and take classes, it still goes on her kids. She shouldn't have to watch them if she doesn't want to, and especially not for free.
Right.
That's my take. Or it should have been a conversation like before the summer started, like, hey, can you do this? Can you help me? Rather than just expecting it.
I don't disagree with you. I have no problem with Tina creating some boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, this week, it's so hot and it's driving people nuts.
Yeah,
I would imagine not allowing your kids to go out and play, or at least for short periods of time, unless they've got a slip and slide or you're going to the pool or something like that. It's difficult for parents to have the kids inside all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I was just trying to think of some sort of a compromise for Tina, because you want to keep the peace in the neighborhood, right? I mean, that's your next door neighbor. That's your friend. I think there's got to be some sort of compromise. I was thinking that Tina just maybe push it back on Sarah. Maybe this weekend. Sarah's not working this weekend. Why not send her kids over to Sarah's house this weekend on a Saturday or Sunday?
That's a good call.
Just compromise.
Just a little trade-off.
Balance it out a little bit.
You help me, I'll help you.
That would be my advice for Tina.
I like that advice. So, Tina, yeah, you and Sarah, try to work it out if you can, but at the end of the day, boundaries, they're healthy.
We don't think you're a bleep hole for setting some boundaries.
We do not think you're a bleep hole at all.
Anything further? You can text it in 216-474-0104. Okay. So we have Alyssa's College of Cleveland Knowledge coming up 7:55 this morning. Alyssa has... She's on a hot streak right now.
I am. I'm on a winning streak.
Up to 14 wins against 3 losses. And your chance to take her down right now. Caller 14, 216-474-0104. And we have Janet Jackson tickets for you as well. Alyssa's College of Cleveland Knowledge. It's on the way this morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, it's time for Alyssa's College of Cleveland Knowledge on Q104.
Alyssa, this is who you're going to be taking on today. Meet Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi.
One of the biggest sensations of 2023, that's Barbie, and she is here now to take you on during Alyssa's College of Cleveland Knowledge.
I'm a little starstruck.
Barbie, first things first, we got to get Alyssa out of the studio so we can ask you the questions. So please ask her to leave.
Okay, Alyssa, get out.
All right. Okay, I'm out of here.
She means business. Okay, Barbie, so we have 3 questions for you about Cleveland. If you get more right than the Brunswick native Alyssa Rose, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it's a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. As of this morning, Alyssa is 14-3.
Okay.
But a chance for you to eat into her loss record right now if you can beat her during Alyssa's College of Cleveland Knowledge. Are you ready for your 3 questions?
Let's go.
Great Lakes Brewing is a favorite here in Cleveland. Can you name one of their beers?
I cannot.
No problem. Question number 2. The Cleveland Browns once left Cleveland in 1995. What city did they move to?
They moved to Baltimore.
And question number 3. If I'm on a 4-deck boat on a sightseeing cruise of Lake Erie and the Cuyahoga River, what is the name of the boat that I am on?
The Good Time.
You did very well, Barbie.
Thank you.
Let's bring in Alyssa right now. So what I need to do is to toss this book at the door. That is her cue to leave the soundproof room and re-enter the studio. Here she is right now. How are you dealing with the heat dome this week, Barbie?
A lot of air conditioning, that's for sure.
And a trip to the Malibu house, perhaps.
Maybe,
and Barbie's dream house.
All right, Alyssa, Barbie did very well. Are you ready for your 3 questions?
I'm ready. Let's see what we can do here.
Here we go. Great Lakes Brewing is a favorite here in Cleveland. Can you name one of their beers?
The Christmas Ale.
Acceptable. The Cleveland Browns once left Cleveland in 1995. What city did they move to?
Oh, I know way too much lore about this. They went to Baltimore. Yep.
Did your dad complain about that a lot?
No, but I ended up watching like an entire documentary about it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very insightful. I had no idea about any of this until maybe like 5 years ago.
Question number 3. If I'm on a 4-deck boat on a sightseeing cruise of Lake Erie and the Cuyahoga River, what is the name of the boat that I'm on?
Is it the Good Time?
I'm going to need a more precise answer.
More precise answer?
Yeah, I'm being a stickler today.
Is it like the Good Time 3?
Alyssa goes 3 for 3 today. Barbie did very well. She went 2 for 3.
Oh, okay. So you put up a good fight.
Alyssa with the clean sweep.
Yeah, still sucks to be me.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't suck at all.
You know why?
Why?
Because we're still hooking you up with Janet Jackson tickets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it does not suck to be Barbie.
It does not.
Barbie, we love that you listen, and we are so happy you called up to play.
Thank you so much.
We'll be happy to send you to Janet Jackson.
My name is Barbie, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Cleveland Knowledge.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So Alyssa and I have been using the summertime and everything slowing down in our lives a little bit to catch up on our health. Specifically me, and I've talked about this before, I've made an effort over the past couple of weeks to get more heart healthy. So I've had a blood test and a stress test. And Alyssa was just telling me yesterday, she went to go get a blood test.
I did.
And then she mentioned something about the blood test that I was like, what? How did you not know that? What happened yesterday getting your blood test?
So, like, I had to go get, like, a full blood panel, and I'm not, like, I'm not a stranger to getting blood work done. I get it done, like, on a pretty regular basis. And I went and I got my test done yesterday, and almost immediately, like, all the results come back, and I'm nosy. So I go online and I check them. And I had one number. It was my glucose. It was, like, through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading, and I'm like, okay, so one of two things is happening. Either I straight up have diabetes that I didn't know about.
God forbid.
Or I was supposed to fast before this blood test, and I had no idea.
You had no idea?
I had no clue. Like, I swear, I don't think that the doctor told me. Like, that's something I would have remembered, and I do not remember.
The doctor shouldn't have to tell you. You've said that you get blood tests at least once a year, right?
I get them, like, almost once a month, and I never have to fast for them. But we're also, like, this was a full blood panel, whereas usually I just get, like, maybe a couple, like, 4 tests done. This was, like, everything. So I didn't know that I was supposed to fast. In fact, yesterday, do you remember I told you we had those hot dogs from the Guardians that they brought in? And I was like, oh, this is perfect, because now that I'm eating this morning, I can just go straight to my blood test, because I always try to make sure that I eat before I go get blood work done.
Well, that would probably do it.
Well, because that's the thing. Like, you'll get, like, dizzy, and it's, like, harder for them to poke a vein, and, like, it's a whole thing. So I was like, oh, perfect. I ate a hot dog this morning. Little did I know.
I think it's standard that you're supposed to fast before a blood test. I think everybody knows that. I've had, how many times this month, I had a blood test and then the stress test, and I had to fast both times. And you see me, and I don't have caffeine. How did you not know that you're not supposed to fast?
Bill, I have been, like I said, I've been getting blood work done once a month for literally 15 years. I had no idea that I was supposed to be fasting before it. I don't think in general you have to. I don't know. Don't take advice from me. Actually, I forget sometimes that people are listening. Do not listen to me.
Listen to your primary care physician.
Yeah, listen to them.
Please.
Not me. I'm not a doctor.
I don't mean to sound like your dad.
You're sounding like my dad a little bit.
But please check with your doctor on that, on future blood tests.
You didn't tell me!
I'm pretty sure I'm right. It says it in my instructions every single time.
I'm going to text him right now. Be like, you're making me look stupid.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. I just heard that song for the first time.
I know. We just experienced that together.
I love it.
That was great.
How did that slip past us?
I don't know. New Teddy Swims.
The Door. On the Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Bill and Alyssa. You know who else has new music out right now? Kind of.
Who?
Kind of new music. He teased the new music on Sunday on Father's Day, and that's Post Malone.
Oh.
So this is an unreleased song. I don't know if it's going to be released or when it's going to be released, but it's called She's Not Yours.
Okay.
And he posted this, I believe, on Instagram with the caption, Happy Father's Day. And if you listen to the lyrics of this, they, from what I'm reading here, they are lyrics that are resonating deeply for dads, and I think they're supposed to. And the prediction is that this song might become a popular choice for father-daughter wedding dances this summer. So here's a little bit of this Post Malone song.
And she might be wearing white, but her first dress, it was pink. She might be old, better half, yeah, but she's my everything. We both love her forever. She's yours.
So if you're planning a father-daughter dance at your wedding this summer, this fall.
That just like broke my heart into a million pieces.
Oh.
That was really cute. I like Post Malone in this daddy era. I mean, I've always liked Post Malone, but like, I don't know. I love what he's doing right now. And I just looked it up too. He has a little baby girl, which I knew. She's not even two yet. Oh. She'll be two this year. No, so he's already getting all the dad feelings.
Yeah, that's odd. I'm not a girl dad, but do you think about giving your daughter away for a wedding when she's 2 years old? Are you thinking about that already?
Honestly, probably. I think it's different for girl dads. As someone who has a girl dad and he only has girls, I think it's different.
Well, I was going to suggest that maybe you take that song, Alyssa, and dance with your dad during your wedding, but never mind. You're going to Vegas and getting eloped. So you
won't. Sorry, I want to have fun and not cry. Sorry.
Well, when you come home, you can dance with your dad, right?
Yeah, there we go.
So Alyssa has been out of school, out of high school, for what, 13 years now?
Yes.
And she ran into somebody from high school the other night. And we'll tell you what happened because it's got Alyssa thinking about her life.
It really does. I'm really contemplating everything.
That's coming up in minutes. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So Alyssa Rose, a graduate of Brunswick High School?
Yep, Brunswick High School, class of 2011.
And then years after that, a few years after that, Alyssa picked up and moved to California in an effort to chase her career. So that was in 2016. You were gone for roughly 8 years.
Yeah.
But you're back.
But I'm back.
Did you expect to run into people that you went to high school with upon your return to Northeast Ohio?
You know, yes, but it hadn't happened up until yesterday. So, like, I mean, I've been back for almost 2 months now, and it hasn't happened yet. But I knew the day was going to come. But then yesterday, I went grocery shopping with my grandparents, and we're walking up and down the aisles. I'm looking for fruit snacks. And because I am a 30-year-old teenage girl, and we see this cute little boy in a stroller, and my nana goes, "Oh, look at that little man," and waves at him. And I'm like, "Aw." Then I look up, and I see his parents.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, "Hey, I've seen you before."
And I was like, "Whoa. Oh, I went to high school with you." And not only did I go to high school with them, they were a year younger than me.
So they are high school sweethearts together now? Okay.
Meanwhile, I quite literally was putting zebra cakes in my grandparents' cart for them to buy for me. And I was, I'm rethinking everything. Like, this is two totally different stages of life, and I've never felt more humbled inside of a grocery store.
That is hilarious. when you ran into your former high school classmates, they recognized you. Did you guys have a conversation?
No.
Oh, no.
It was just... I ran away.
Oh.
I ran away.
So you didn't even have a conversation with them.
I continued to look for fruit snacks, and I just got a little more frenzied, and I was like, okay, I'm going to just keep going. And then I went to another aisle, and my nana came with me, and then I was like, nana. And I told her the tea, and I was like, I went to high school with those people. They're younger than me, and I'm just trying to have you guys buy me snacks. Like, so, and she was like, well, we're so happy to have you here, though. And
oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, I know, but you're not realizing the absolute dilemma that I'm having in my brain.
Oh, don't give up that free gravy train, though.
No, I don't plan on it. Like I said, yeah. I'm just a 30-year-old teenage girl. That's it.
Grandma's happy to buy you snacks now, but down the road, she might cut you off someday. So
No, they did assure me yesterday that they won't cut me
They'll
off.
They'll never cut
they
you
will
off.
Not cut me off from the snacks. So I will never go hungry. I will have Little Debbie's for days.
Well, look, you're back in Ohio now. It's like a reset for you. You're engaged to be married. You'll be engaged later on this year. Very soon, you'll be out grocery shopping with your little one. And
you'll am I allowed to take cats into a grocery store? Can I do that? Does anybody know? Because in that case, I'm the proud mother of two.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.